As we get set now for heat number one of the KZ2 Super Series. And it'll be Josh Buchanan, who earlier today set a new lap record in the 12 car. He'll start from the pole. Dean Starling in the 4. Matthew Nipperis in the 16. Then it's Dylan Pintolini in the 38. He had some dramas in that qualifying session. Came off the track once. 27 is Joshua Pontaleone. Behind him is Daniel Orsini in the 19. Michael Pess. Tim Thorne will be the 8th and final starter. They're all formed up now, waiting for a yellow flag. Yellow lights are on all the grid. Yellow flag is up. We're about to go racing. And, oh, a big jump there from Buchanan, the pole sitter. And that has caused all sorts of dramas. He's given away a huge advantage. He actually went on the drop of the yellow flag, didn't wait for the green light to come on, and Buchanan will have to see if there's any additional penalties put on, but that has given Dean Starling a huge advantage at the front of the field. The six-speed gearboxes banging up and down through the gear, so the leader, Buchanan, is down in fourth position. Starling leads the way as they come across to complete lap number one. Nipperis is there in second in the 16 cart. Then it's Pontaleone. Buchanan, who got into the back of Pontaleone that time going into the S's, will have to be careful here because the officials will have a good long look at how he performs right throughout this race after that jump start. So, Starling leading from Nipperis. Then it's back to Pontaleone. Buchanan is the next car through. Then it's Pintini, Orsini, Peace and Thornton. The 8 carts out there in this KZ2 Super Series brought to you by Race Culture. Race Culture Motorsport Design. Proud sponsors of the New South Wales KZ2 Super Series. Also supported by Quick Pixel Photography. They work their way down through the S's once again. Starling with a handy buffer, 1.1 seconds over Matthew Nipperis in the 16. Good line from Starling as he heads into the pit turn once again. Pressure is being applied to Pontaleone from Josh Buchanan, your pole sitter, who has the fastest lap of the race at 31.65, and that was in heavy traffic. So Pintolini, Orsini, Peace and Thornton remain the running order as Starling, who's getting up to about 125 kilometres an hour, coming down into the braking zone, into the dip. The six gearboxes, the drivers, you can see they're busy at work as they're crunching up and down through the gears on each lap. 50 horsepower engines here in this KZ2. Heat number one. Starling leading the way from Nipperis. Then it's back to Pontaleone and Buchanan. Further back then to the 38 of Pintolini. Now I mentioned, oh, Pintolini with dramas coming through the final turns. Now he's trying to get drive back on that kart. He's crashing through the gearbox trying to get a gear to work, but it hasn't fired back up, and he is stepping from the cart. So Pintolini, who was running in the fifth position at the time, has now found himself as a DNF, and he is trying to pull his cart from the circuit as the rest of the field now work their way by. So Pintolini's cart still on the outside of turn 13. Yellow lights are flashing as they come into that part of the track. He'll have a moment now to clear the cart off the circuit before the leaders are back through once again. He doesn't know what to do. He's getting a signal there from the officials to get that cart off the circuit, but he's very slow to respond. He's now pulled it into the kitty litter, halfway off the circuit. I'm not sure if that'll see the green lights being put back on for the bottom section of the track. So Dean Starling is your race leader. His lead has been cut somewhat, down to a second, by Matthew Nipperis. Pontaleone, Bennett Buchanan, Orsini, Thornton Peace, all the final runners on the circuit. In fact, Peace is putting some pressure back on Thornton, who just grabbed that spot a few moments ago. Starling leads from Nipperis. Ponteleone, Buchanan in the 12. So Buchanan, who was the Euro-Oz pole sitter, the Super Pole winner, was looking to try and get the bonus points for dominating the weekend. Well, that bonus point looks like it's off the table now, because Dean Starling is your leader and Buchanan is back in fourth position. So it's Starling, Nipperis, Ponteleone, Buchanan, Orsini as they come to the white flag. So Starling in control, a 1 second lead over Nipperis. Then it's back to Ponteleone and Buchanan. A big gap back then to Daniel Orsini. Thornton and Peace, the final carts out on the circuit. So race leader Dean Starling heads into the S's for the final time. The four cart from the North Shore Karting Club in Sydney takes the checkered flag and the win in heat number one of the New South Wales KZ2 Super Series. Starling taking the victory by 1.2 seconds over Matthew Nipperis. Back to Josh Ponteleone, Josh Buchanan, Daniel Orsini, and then it's Tim Thorne who holds off Michael Peace in the back end of that. Pintolini in the 38. He unfortunately came to a stop on lap number 4. So a great start there for the KZ2s here at Canberra.